If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, let's do speed show. Oh, wait a minute. Stop the speed show music. We have a joke coming up that will involve the bird. And I don't think that the bird... I thought we could punch the joke up a little bit.
Okay.
If we used a specific kind of bird. Because I had it in my head that there's a lot of funny bird names out there. So I Googled funny bird names and found an article titled 28 Bird Species Whose Names Prove Ornithologists Have a Sense of Humor. I'm not going to read them all, but Andy, let's just sprint through a couple of these. Funny bird names. Number one, Satanic Nightjar.
Then you've got Boobies.
Little Bustards.
Dick Sissel.
Hey, there's a speckled Dick Sissel.
I used to work with a guy named Dick Sissel.
Tiny Sky Tyrant. Love that name, the Tiny Sky Tyrant.
Then you've got Pendulum Tit.
The Horned Screamer.
Fluffy-backed tit babbler.
A fluffy-backed tit babbler, he just said.
I did.
There's a bird called the smew. What a fun word, smew.
The somber tit.
There's a typical swift.
And don't forget about the red-rumped bush tyrant. Don't sleep on that bird.
Other birds are named a noisy miner, a spangled drongo. I got your spangled drongo right here. And the hoary puff leg. All right, we'll insert one of those into Susan in Fishers, Indiana, wrote in to say, I moved from Chicago about a year ago, but I still listen for speed jokes and news about Chicago. Sometimes, she says, I'll wait in parking lots or hang out in the garage just to hear them. Always worth being a bit late for whatever reason I am in the car. Jerry Cohn sent us a joke from Homewood, the home of Aurelio's Pizza. And Peggy Roberts in Crystal Lake and Susan Fishers in Indiana and Michael Lake in Bradley, Illinois. Dave Browning in Hammond, Indiana is still one glass short of a full shelf. And from LJ and Elgin, we got a joke. Katie O'Brien in Shorewood, Wisconsin. Lori Drummond, Shernishan sent us a joke. She's a teacher librarian at Auburn High School who wrote in to say, John, my library assistant Cindy and I have worked a combined 65 plus years in public education. We're retiring together at Auburn High School in Rockford, Illinois on June 13th. And your speed jokes have got us through both good and difficult times. Listening to them is one of our constants every seventh hour. Would you be willing to share a library joke like, why did the librarian fall down? Because she was in the nonfiction section? Okay, we did. Thank you. Diane Powell sent a joke. Chris Chase from Wheaton has a math teacher's degree. He sent us some math humor. And Tony from Wheaton says, even though it's June 1st, I just came across this joke, and I think it's still speed jokes worthy.
In the following scene, then, Andy Mazur will portray a boss, and John Williams will star as an employee.
Hey, boss, can I have a couple of extra days off, seeing as we're so close to Christmas?
It's May.
Okay, sorry. May I have a couple of days? Who saw that one coming?
Nobody. Hey, John, where's your sister from?
Alaska.
Oh, never mind. I'll ask her myself.
My kids keep laughing at me for losing my memory these days, but they won't be laughing next Christmas when there are no eggs under the tree. Hey, here's a fun fact. Women spend more time wondering what men are thinking than men actually spend thinking. Waiter, there's a... What's this fly doing in my soup?
That would be the backstroke.
Hey, Andy. A red-rumped bush tyrant orders a bowl of soup. calls the waiter over. It really doesn't matter now, does it? A red-rumped bush tyrant orders a bowl of soup, calls the waiter over and says, waiter, there's no fly in my soup. All of that to get to that. Hey, if you're really lonely, do this. glue a cup of coffee to the roof of your car.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the Norse god of thunder, and John Williams will star as his horse, who he has just taken for a wild ride.
I am Thor.
Should have used a saddle. A young woman was pulled over for speeding. A Louisiana state trooper walks over to her car window while flipping open his ticket book. She said, I'll bet you're going to try and sell me a ticket to the Louisiana State Troopers ball. Cop said, ma'am, Louisiana State Troopers don't have balls. There was an awkward moment of silence. The trooper then closed his book, tipped his hat, got back in his patrol car, drove away. Andy, I own two shirts and some neckwear that used to belong to John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas.
How's that all look?
Well, all the sleeves are brown. And the tie is gray.